was here since yesterday.
Be honest, would you eat here?
We're over 20 minutes here.
I actually went to college for political science and started tending bar in college. And I got extremely frustrated when I found out that I was better at creating parties than bar operators were. First experience was when I was 18 years old on Long Island when I was in high school. To me, the bar business is about making people smile every day, and that's what I'm into. I've always been passionate about nightlife culture. You know, it could be live entertainment, it could be comedy shows, it could be drinking, it could be dancing, it could be karaoke, it could be almost anything. I'm always successful. The question is, how successful? My job is to make a bar profitable. I make every bar profitable. Once, I was kicked out of a bar. And it was because, candidly, I was playing bar manager in somebody else's bar. They didn't deal with something to my satisfaction. I was screaming at them, and they couldn't deal with it and threw me out.
Look at this. It is freaking filth on the front door of a restaurant. You walk by it every day, and you're looking at challenging me.
My favorite drink is probably a scotch on the rocks with a twist of lemon. It's classic, it's tasty, and I'll probably drink it the rest of my life. If I could pick a fictional bar that I'd want to go to, it would be Cheers. I would teach them all to stop talking and start making money. The best way a guy can improve his game with the ladies in a bar is, first of all, appearance. You have to look like you have self-pride or women won't talk to you. Today, guys to dress too sloppy. Look at the way women are dressed and look at the way men are dressed. Women are always dressed well, men are always dressed sloppy. Act like you have money, act like you have substance, act like you are somebody, and women will react to you better. Show pride. The worst pickup line I ever heard was, stop your grinning and drop your linen.